is adopted. And
are we up to 732?
Yes, we are now at 732.
Authorize intergovernmental agreement with Prosper Portland in support of the ongoing implementation of housing functions at the Portland Housing Bureau and economic opportunity functions at Prosper Portland.
And Kurt, before you start, and I will ask you to say your name again for the record, we have 5 more items. It is now 4:20. I will ask you to be precise and thorough, but not lengthy.
I'll be very precise.
Thank you.
Kurt Krieger, Housing Director. This is an annual renewal, an omnibus agreement, if you will, that contains all of the activities between Prosper Portland and the Housing Bureau. So it describes roles and responsibilities. It also embodies all the funds that go from PHB to Prosper and back from Prosper to PHB. There are 3 new elements to this agreement that I want to call to your attention, however. Over and above the 45% of the amount of tax increment financing in each open renewal area that is currently allocated to the Bureau, over and above that amount, Prosper has offered $5 million of the corpus of money that they administer for additional housing programs and resources. And they're specifically for households that the Housing Bureau would otherwise be unable to assist. And in the Exhibit A, they are in 3 categories. One is to provide down payment assistance for households between 80 and 120% of median income to the tune of $1.6 million. It's about 20 households. The Housing Bureau by itself is not currently authorized to loan at that income level. We are capitated at 80% of median income. So this is workforce housing for people otherwise priced out of in this instance, the north-northeast area. In addition, they are providing $1.6 million to expand the home repair program for the same income group, 80 to 120% of median income. And we are starting a pilot for accessory dwelling units where the Housing Bureau would underwrite the cost of providing accessory dwelling units for longtime owners within the neighborhood who could then benefit from the earned income from those accessory dwelling units. Those would be secured by a deed of trust in favor of the city.
And would there be a requirement that they be for affordable housing rather than for Airbnbs?
Correct.
Thank you.
So as you well know from the evidence, the disparity between white household income and black household income is in large part real estate owned, that most of the assets that white households enjoy are the properties that they own, not other stocks or bonds or securities. And this is an attempt to try to correct that and ameliorate that problem. So other than that, I would say that we are transmitting from the Housing Bureau to Prosper Portland some $2 million for Work Systems, Inc. to provide services for chronically unemployed people. That has been going on for the entire 6-year history of the Housing Bureau under the migration of housing responsibilities to the Bureau. That amount is slightly down from last year because the federal funds have been slightly reduced, but it's still $2 million.
Kurt, I think it's clear from the document we have at page 3, but just to clarify, the $5 million and the different components you've just put into the evidence, into the record, that's $5 million to be spent in northeast.
The interstate corridor urban renewal area specifically.
Specifically.
Yes.
So it's home ownership related initiatives within that URA.
That's correct. And it's over and above the 45% of TIF that the Housing Bureau already administers for that urban renewal area.
Right. And why is it so circumscribed?
Well, I think this did go to the North Northeast Oversight Committee, and Prosper Portland wanted to clearly establish that they were reaching out to the neighborhood to correct some of the historic inequities. They challenged the Housing Bureau to come up with some creative ideas of how those funds might be used, and these were the 3 areas that passed muster with the Oversight Committee.
Thank you.
That concludes my remarks.
Very good. Colleagues, any further questions? Any public testimony on this item?
No one signed up.
Very good. Please call the roll.
Fish?
I'm pleased to support this, and the notes that I was given indicate that this is the last step in a rather lengthy process we initiated, I think, in 2009 to officially separate the housing functions, take them from PDC, place them in the new Portland Housing Bureau, and consolidate them. And as I look back on that action and the subsequent fruits of that action, I think it was a beneficial move for both agencies, both for PDC, focused on economic development, and the Portland Housing Bureau, which focused on the needs of people shut out from the housing market. Thank you for your explanation on the $5 million. Kurt, aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Next.